Working Across Cultures 4. Managing an International Team. Track 47.
The two organisations should, from the outset, have been alive to the dangers that can arise when teams or individuals from different cultures are suddenly brought together in the workplace. There's plenty of evidence that cross-cultural differences are a major reason why so many of these cross-border joint ventures or other types of business agreements fail. Unfortunately, it's extremely rare for organisations to bother with the nitty-gritty details of how the people lower down the hierarchy or in the new project team will run meetings, make decisions, solve problems, manage staff and communicate. Yet all these standard operating procedures, what's known as SOPs, are carried out in lots of different ways by people from different cultures. The trouble is, each culture assumes their way is the normal one. Unexplained deviations from these norms are perceived as, well, deviant or even devious. People start to think, can we trust people from other countries who do things in this strange way? In the case of the German and Japanese companies, neither organisation bothered to give their people any understanding of the cultural attitudes and behaviour of the other side. No attempt was made to get the new team to discuss their differences and similarities. For instance, both the Japanese and Germans generally expect punctuality and clear, detailed agendas. The team should have had a chance to explore their similarities and differences and establish the best way to work together through a code of practice or SOPs.